Nice. Soul on ice. I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice.
Our next guest is what you would call a history maker. Manon Rion is the only female to play in the NHL back in 1992. Akil, how old were you in 1992?
14.
Yeah. Were you?
Bro, I was born in 2000. What do you mean?
Okay, well, see, that's how long.
Wow.
You're an idiot. You see, that's how long ago that history moment was made. You weren't even thought of back then. But, you know, the last few weeks, this young lady heard the words that no other young lady has heard before. The Sarnia Sting Selects. So my soul brothers and soul sisters from the Hill, a.k.a. Park Hill, Ontario, let me introduce to you Taya Big Money Curry. How you doing, Taya?
Good, you?
Good, good, good. I hope you don't mind the new nickname. We're calling you Big Money from now on.
No, that's good.
All right. Big Money is because I was watching this video of you, and this kid was coming on. I guess it was like a penalty shot, and he basically did this pull back, toe drag on you. He had you. And then you stuck out the leg, and then you got it, and he was just like, oh, my God. I was like, Big Money.
Yeah, I hit my skate.
Did you laugh at him? Because he looked really disappointed. Did you give him a wink or a laugh or anything?
Yeah, sorry? At the beginning, I didn't realize until everyone started cheering, because we actually won that game, the shootout.
Nice. In shootout.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful. So I saw you on Hockey Night in Canada, and you were being interviewed by Ron McLean, and you mentioned that you were a barrel racer.
Yeah.
First off, what the heck is a barrel racer? And second, it sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's on a horse, actually. And it's like a cloverleaf pattern around barrels, and you go as fast as you can around them.
And you do that, like, no problem.
I guess you could say. Yeah.
So is that, like, a normal thing people do in Parkville, Ontario?
I wouldn't say that. It's just we have horses at home, and that's something I enjoy outside of hockey.
Okay. So what's Parkville, Ontario like?
It's a small town. I want to say, 2,000 people?
Oh, wow.
A little arena. I used to play in a novice. It's a great community, honestly. It just, everyone's great. Yeah.
Cool. So you're a goalie. I grew up wanting to be a goalie like my whole, like, you know, life. I still want to be a goalie, but I've told a story before. I begged my parents for goalie equipment for like every Christmas, and my like dad finally got me a pair, and he took me on the ice, and like I remember he like told his teammates to like rip pucks at me so I would be like scared. So I was like literally 5 years old, like men were like actually shooting as hard as they could to like scare me. So I wanted to know, like, what kind of got you into playing goalie?
Ever since I was little, I didn't like sitting on the bench. It just felt like I never got off. I wanted to play the whole game and more like control the game for myself. I could actually feel like I could do something when I'm on the ice.
It's been a, you know, boring year for pretty much everyone. Yeah. Besides barrel, was it barrel rolling, barrel raising? Yeah. Besides that, what have you been doing to keep yourself busy?
In the summer, our family does a lot of wakeboard and water skiing in the boat. We have a cottage in Port Franks, so that keeps us busy.
Okay, cool. Kwame, you probably pronounced her name a little bit better than me, or what I will pronounce her.
Manon Rion.
Yeah. So do you know who that is? And like, was that?
Yeah, I met her.
Okay, cool. Where'd you meet her?
At a Detroit tournament. 5 years ago, I would say. I actually got a picture with her. Yeah.
Okay. Is that like something you kind of, you know, memory you kind of hold on to and maybe like think about from time to time?
Yeah, definitely. She was great to talk to. She taught me a lot.
Mm. So besides her, which other goalies do you look up to?
Shan Zabidoff. I love watching her play. She's a great goalie. Yeah.
Any of the guys out there that's impressive?
Of course, Carey Price. He's pretty impressive. Watching him play in the playoff.
He's okay.
So who was your like goalie coach growing up? Like I shot at like the Eli Wilson goalie schools in like Toronto every summer, but was there a specific guy you always went to or woman?
Jason Vance Bronson. He used to be with Future Pro, but now he's on his own. And every year we really Chiefs had a different goalie coach in my age. But this year we had Jim Sidwell from London. He works at Source.
Okay.
He was great.
Okay. So you're the first female drafted. You know, did you, you know, expect or know you were going to get drafted? And like, how did that like feel when you actually kind of heard your name get called?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. I didn't really know it was going to happen. Of course, we were watching. People told us to keep an eye on it. We didn't stay on the TV all day. We just came back once in a while and watched my teammates get drafted. That's great. And when it happened, of course, we were super excited. The family was jumping, and Dylan Seca from the general manager of Sarnia called like 3 seconds after my name went out.
So, you know, you obviously heard your name get called. What's next for you? Like, what do you expect to happen come training camp?
Yeah, of course I want to go training camp, and I have to make some decisions because I can't play 45 hours, I think it is, with them in camp, and I can't go NCAA route. So I have to make some
decisions. What are you leaning on? Or you probably don't want to spill that, but what do you think?
I love playing with the boys. Love playing with the boys. The style of games I find a lot more fun. Like, I have practice with my sister's team. She's Blue Water girls in AA. It was okay. Like, the shots aren't nearly as hard, and the speed of the game is just different. It's something I have to get used to if I would switch.
Right. You know, I'm imagining when you guys were at home listening from time to time, people getting drafted, you might have heard a couple other goalies getting drafted. And when you heard some goalie get drafted, you were like, oh, yeah, if he's getting drafted, I'm getting drafted for sure. Please. I just have that in my head. Do you remember the first time you realized hockey was going to be the thing for you?
I would say ever since Novice Silver Stick, when I played in the finals and our team, we weren't the greatest, let's say. And I got over 60 shots, and that's when really, like, people were crazy when we won it. It was just a great game. And since then, when I got asked to play for the Chiefs and Adam, yeah, I'd say that's when it all started, and I just kept improving.
Great. What would you say is kind of like the hardest part of your journey to date?
Definitely the social part of playing with the boys. I mean, we have different interests, of course, and just when I go hang out with them, the interests aren't the same talking to them.
They're really corny. Like, they just have corny jokes. You're just like, you guys are just, God, you're probably, they probably just kind of bug you after a while, and you have to tell them, like, be a little bit more mature, right?
Yeah, sometimes the maturity is a little off.
So, like, how do you fit in with your teammates the past year? Are you kind of like quiet in the locker room, or are you like louder? Like, I don't think I've ever been on a team with a girl like when I was older than like 6 or 7. So, like, I don't really know what that team dynamic is. So, I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm definitely one of the quieter on the team. I would say I lead more by example with how I play. I, of course, get ready in my own room. And as soon as I'm ready, I head over to the boys. And we warm up together. And, yeah, just they treat me like a normal teammate, which I like. Don't want to be a standout to them.
Right. So you mentioned, like, you'd have to adjust to, like, playing women's hockey if you were to, you know, go NCAA. Do you think it would be a hard adjustment? Because I'm sure, like, if pucks are coming at you, like, not as hard, it may be like pretty hard to adjust to when like the whole idea of like your job is to like make reactions, right? So like tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna take me a while. Like I think I'm gonna be feeling a little rusty if I play with them for a while. But yeah, the speed side to side, which I like the boys. I think that's one of my strengths as a goalie. And the shots, the hard shots are definitely different. And they release it weird. I find their girls release it from really far away compared to the boys. And the girls think about the game more. The boys just do it. Like, it's natural to them.
Are there any schools that, like, if you were to name a few, what destinations would you like to go to?
I haven't really decided, but today was actually a thing that they could start calling me. So we talked on the phone quite a bit with a couple different schools. I don't know at this point. Quinnipiac was definitely seemed like a interesting school, or Colgate.
Okay, cool. I'd imagine you got a lot of, you know, messages and recognition for getting drafted. It's honestly like a really cool thing. It's history. Were there any special ones that kind of stuck out to you?
Yeah, Max Domi, of course, Shannon, Manon, Mew, they all reached out. I mean, there's some big names that reached out. It's just all of them just taking it all in.
Did you ever get any, like, negative comments or messages?
Oh, yeah, definitely lots of comments. Not so much messages. My messages have all been positive, but people have shown me lots of negative comments.
Does that kind of, like piss you off in a good way, or like how do you handle that type of thing?
Yeah
I got two of them wrong.
That's what it is. That's all you gotta do, man. You just gotta brush it off your shoulder and prove all those naysayers wrong, because people always have something to say. You know, there's only been one female to play in the NHL. is that a goal or something that you're looking towards, possibly?
Yeah,
being the second.
Yeah, honestly, it'd be more than a dream come true. If I keep working hard and get there, that would be crazy, but we'll see what happens.
Maybe one day you could play against Akil.
Yeah. It lined when you, up.
No, I don't know. I don't know. He's got one move, okay? So as long as you know, I can't tell you what that move is, but if you figure out that one move, you could stop him every single time. Ain't that correct, Akil?
No, honestly, like, a lot of goalies have told me I'm hard to stop on breakaways, because I do, like, I have, like, six moves that I kind of have down pretty well. So I think I'd have Tyus swimming, to be honest.
Yeah, six moves, okay? That's all you have to remember when you're playing Kill. Six moves. When you heard your name get drafted, I mean, you said that, you know, you heard from Max Domi and a couple of pretty big name people, but which person reached out to you where you were like, holy crap, mom, so-and-so just messaged me?
Probably Shannon. I've always looked up to her and watched her play. She's been such a great role model, and her style, I love just watching it play, and we're very similar styles in the net.
And you're very competitive from what I heard. Is that something that's going to get you to that next level, to say, like, if you decide to go with Sarnia, to make it to the squad? Because like you said, you don't want to be sitting on a bench. You don't want to be second stringer. You want to be the one. So is your competitive nature going to be the thing that's going to take you over the top, you think?
Yeah, I think it's really going to drive me far and just keep pushing and see where it takes me.
I like to hear that. Now, the women's game is getting a lot of attention. With you being drafted, do you understand the impact you potentially can have on young girls coming up behind you? Do you feel that weight?
Honestly, no, not till like the last couple of days. It's really sunk in that so many people contact me, and young girls saying, like, asking questions and seeing what I think is best for them. But for a while, I was just like, I just thought it was a normal team with the boys, and getting drafted was something I've really worked up to. It was just a normal thing, but it really seems like it made history.
Hey, no pressure. No pressure.
I like that you say that, like, it's a normal thing, because, like, that if that's how it is for you, it's just business, and you go to camp and you're just like one of the other goalies there. So that you should definitely keep thinking that way. But if you want Sarnia, the OHL, the whole hockey community to know one thing about you, you know, what would that be?
Treat me like a normal player. I don't want to be any different than one of the boys on the team.
Hey, you well see said. That? Simple and plain. Well said. And so, you know, so if you try to do a, if somebody tries to get into the crease and get all dirty, they might get like a blocker to the back of the head if they just get, right? Huh?
Yep, possibly.
Are you feisty like that or no? Like what would you do there?
I'm pretty good with all that stuff. I don't mind it.
Okay.
Wow. Tough as nails. That's all that horse riding, bull riding and all that stuff you guys are doing out there in the country. Listen, every guest that we have on this show has to give us a special vibe, and that vibe is their musical vibe. Now, when you're in your locker room getting ready for a game, I don't know what your routine is, but I'm hoping that music is a part of it or could be a part of it for you. So when you're on your way to the rink or when you're getting ready for a big game, give us five songs that you will listen to kind of get you in the zone.
Yeah, I'm definitely a country person. I don't like the pop and all the crazy music. I like just staying relaxed before a game and chill. So I'm definitely a Morgan Wallen and Jordan Davis person.
Okay.
If I had to name some songs, Lose You by Jordan Davis, Talking Tennessee by Morgan Wallen, Not Good at Not by Morgan Wallen, and Selfish by Jordan Davis, and Chasing After You by Jordan Hurd.
You hear that, Kwame?
I heard it. I mean, I know that's Akil listens to a little bit of country now and then, so he's probably writing down that playlist as well. So thank you for that.
I get roasted on the podcast because I listen to country. So I like you coming on here and sticking up for me a little bit.
Yeah. What do you guys
say that rock? Again?
What do you guys no. rock?
I like a little classic metal. I could go with a little Kiss and a little, you know, Def Leppard. Ask your dad about those groups. Okay.
I'm more of like a classical music type of guy, you know, Beethoven and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's what gets him motivated. Right. Yep. There. If you believe that, I got some swamp land I can sell you as well. Taya, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking the time. I know everybody's trying to get you on their show and have you tell your story, and we really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us. And you know, I just wanted to say, you know, good luck to you in the future. And you know, I know you're just doing it. This is business as usual, but you are a symbol, and your name will be ringing out in the world of hockey for the rest of your life, kiddo. So, you know,
yeah, thank you.
With great power, there's great responsibility. That's a little quote from Spider-Man that, that the kids know. And so you take that responsibility and you do something great with it. All right.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Call me. Don't ever say that again.
Don't ever say that. Okay, I won't quote Spider-Man to any hockey player. Taya Curry, thank you so much. You take care and have yourself a great weekend. Be safe. Them horses, man. Just, you know, I mean, just chill out. Okay? Them horses don't care if you play hockey or not, okay? They'll buck you. They'll buck you if they have to. Hi, Taya.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Taya Curry on Soul on Ice, the podcast. Akil Thomas, goalies are a different breed. Be it girl, be it guy, they are just a different breed, bro.
They are. And I like the way she kind of like whenever we asked about, you know, her a question about her being like different from the team. You can kind of see in her like demeanor. She's like, no, like don't like I'm the same as the boys. Like don't treat me any different, anything like that. So I think that's like pretty, that's pretty good because like, you know, the way she goes out there and like the way she feels, she doesn't feel like any different or any, you know, inferior, you know? So I think that's huge. And I'm like, it would be awesome to see her, you know, you know, if she were to choose Sarnia and like make that team, that would be so cool. And to just, you know, break a barrier there. Like it's just be super cool. And a lot of young girls would look up to it and give a lot of young girls motivation and, you know, change the sport for the better. So
she just seems tough as nails. So, I mean, for all those naysayers out there that think that maybe this little girl can be a little pushover, she looks like she put the two piece and a biscuit on you. So
I'm not sure what that means, but yes, I agree.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I think she's going to be great. I'm definitely going to be following her career, and it will be very interesting if she goes NCAA route to see how her game adjusts. Because I did not think about that at all. Because the speed, like you said, is going to be different. The velocity of the pucks is going to be different. So how do you adjust?
I feel like it would probably be better for her to go NCAA. That way, like, I mean, yeah, like she would get free education if she were to go to Sarnia, but, you know, like she would, I think she would like dominate women's hockey if she were to go back down, and obviously that little adjustment period, but she'd be playing like the best of the best, you know, hockey girl wise, and like play, you know, at a really good school, have fun and get like 4 years of education done. But then again, if she does go to Sarnia, she, you know, gives herself a better chance to make the NHL, and she could go to Canadian University after and play there for 4 years actually too. So I didn't even think about that. The hockey's pretty good, CIS for women. So
a lot of different routes.
It's a big decision, I guess. Yeah.
It's a big decision. And we're looking forward to it, what the decision she's going to make, just like everybody else. And, you know, once again, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Elijah Roberts will be back with us next week. The reason why he's not here with us this week is because he's getting the rest of his teeth taken out. He already had one gone. What is he getting the next? About five or six of them taken out right now. So he's going to be looking very different. no, he's just getting his wisdom tooth taken out. So he can't speak.
Yeah. I wish I could see his face right now to take a screenshot of it or something. So I'll probably FaceTime him later on.
FaceTime him. Take a screenshot and let's post that. Listen, people, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Make sure you hit us up on all social media platforms and subscribe, rate, and review, and tell a friend. For Akil Thomas, my name is Kwame. We are Audi 5000.
And when we make it, we gonna put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you, like you need me. I need you, like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Yeah. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice. You goddamn right, I'm screaming on that beat. I got a match screaming on the streets. We in the club, stadium, and the arena, cousin. Put me on ice and I'm hitting that top. Are dusting, fussing, fighting with myself is enticing. My enemies in the mirror, and he's always reciting the poetry of my power, statistic of my weakness. Shadow boxing with Tyson, I'm trying to show y'all I'm beating them to the punch. Competition on the table, it's time for lunch. Though my mission is unstable, I'm scoring once, twice, three times, and I'm taking hats. Men lie, women lie, progress is based upon the facts. So let that baby shine. They sold the show and older, they live within the grind. Now take them out that stroller, cause coming up is a champ. Prediction of Ali, he changed his name to Muhammad. We changing free to a free, it's up to me. And when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to
to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you like you need me. I need you like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice. Let's dedicate this one to Jaden Linda. Let's escalate to Caddy, crush the Pinta. Or maybe you prefer that Benz. Why? That big truck, I don't give a f***. Only really want a house for the gift. Let's take it far down on the competition. Competition is nonsense, it's me and my soul's decision. Yeah, I only work against myself. I play against you to bench you. I'm throwing all shots to the shelf. Yeah, the top is the topic. You checking your armor. My wheel telescopic, so I'm steering my karma. The future is mine, like receiving the pass from Jesus or Jordan or Crosby, Stills and Nash. We young, and when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the proof is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need ya, like you need me. I need you, like you need me. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice.